This is Lost in Translation, 15 Hebrew Words to Transform Your Christian Faith. Written by Eitan Barr, read by Steve King. Chapter 1. Peace. Hebrew Shalom. If there is one Hebrew word that has gained global recognition, it is Shalom. Often translated as peace, Shalom represents an array of nuances that are far more profound and multifaceted. However, translating Shalom merely as peace does not fully encapsulate its depth. The concept of Shalom brings us to realize the perfection in our holy God, reinforcing the profound significance of this word in understanding the character of our Creator. In the Hebrew language, Shalom signifies wholeness, completeness, perfection, payment, and more. All these meanings share a common root, the foundation of their linguistic connection. The word Shalom, a noun, also encompasses completeness, soundness, welfare, harmony, prosperity, and tranquility. While English lacks a single term that encapsulates all these concepts, examining the various biblical occurrences of Shalom offers insights into its more profound significance. In Judges 6:24, for example, Shalom is part of one of the names of God, Jehovah Shalom, or the Lord is peace. Having encountered God personally and witnessed his supernatural power, Gideon erected an altar and named it Jehovah Shalom. Through this act, he proclaimed to everyone that our God embodies Shalom. He is peace, wholeness, completeness, perfection, harmony, and prosperity in their most profound sense. In the embodiment of Jesus, we find our Shalom. He makes us whole. Our spiritual debt is paid in full. But this concept of Shalom, as understood by those well-versed in Hebrew, is not just about the cessation of conflict or the existence of a formal peace treaty. Instead, it encapsulates a state of unity, cooperation, brotherly love, goodness, and completeness permeating every aspect of life. The peace we yearn for must spring from our very souls, for without peace with God, we are bereft of true peace. Jesus came to reconcile this discord between humanity and God, highlighting that the absence of peace is not merely an external issue. The expectation that a warrior Messiah, as anticipated in some interpretations of rabbinic Judaism, would eradicate Israel's enemies and consequently ensure peace, fails to address the heart of the matter. One might misconstrue that peace would naturally ensue if all weaponry and means of physical violence were eliminated. However, this presumption is flawed. Animosity can manifest itself in various forms, from harsh words to systemic harassment, all of which can inflict deep emotional and psychological damage, potentially more devastating than physical harm. Removing all weapons would not prevent individuals from resorting to other means, such as stones, sticks, or even words, to inflict harm on others. The concept of a warrior messiah killing all the adversaries to bring about harmony is an oversimplified solution to a complex problem. Tragically, certain fundamentalist circles have appropriated this notion, prophesying Jesus' return as an army general, poised to renounce the Sermon on the Mount and vanquish billions, thus forgetting his teachings, including, "Blessed are the peacemakers," Matthew 5:9. The belief that eliminating those who oppose your convictions will engender a utopian world is logically and theologically unsound. Christian history provides evidence of this, where millions perished in religious wars, even though they shared a common faith. Footnote: Christian history provides evidence of this, where millions perished in religious wars. The wars of religion were a series of wars waged in Europe during the 16th, 17th, and early 18th centuries.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?